You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There was a story that came out on Friday, and we held on to this through the weekend because we thought it was kind of interesting. I think I've asked you before, and you said you have not remained friends with any of your exes. Is that right?
It's hard to say. I haven't had an ex in over 2 decades, so I guess if I were to see him now, I'd probably be fine with him.
But you haven't stayed in touch with
him. I have not stayed in touch.
So you're not a stay in touch with an ex person?
No.
Okay.
It would be kind of weird at this point, I guess.
Well, maybe at this point
maybe.
To reach out, but I'm just saying, just in general, if you break up, then you just never talk to them again.
Back in the day, yes, that would have been the case.
Well, that's your only opportunity was back in the day. Like, if you
No, because if I were to break up now, I'd be forced to be friends with my wife, and you know, we've got kids and a long history. But no, we would be friends. And if I continued to date and broke up with other people, I think I'd be mature enough now just to be friends with them instead of being in my 20s and like hating everything about them. You know, your mindset and your maturity changes. So I think I would be friends.
I don't know why it's turned out that way for me, but anybody that I've been in any relationship with, even if I just dated them for a few months or whatever, the vast majority I have stayed friends with. There's only one or two that we did.
What happened there?
Friends.
How come?
Honestly, I mean, if I could joke about this, but honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
One for sure was her call. Remember I told you her line was, Dom, what was that? I don't want to screw this up because it was such a good line.
So about the book on the bookshelf, right?
It's been 30 years, and it's like one of my favorite lines from somebody who's basically saying, I have loved you so much, but I'm not going to stay in touch with you. And what she said was, you were like a really, really good book, but I have now put that book on the shelf.
Okay.
And I was like, God, I can't even be mad at that because
it's
really so
good.
Eloquent.
It's a solid line. It's really good.
She doesn't want to talk to me anymore, but at least that was a good book. So that's good. The survey says 69% of people say they have at least tried to stay friends with an ex. And the most popular reasons were, I thought it would be kids, but that's kind of down the list. It's they were friends before they dated romantically. They didn't want to lose the friendship. Number three is they wanted to be friends with benefits. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's when you take that book off the shelf for a reread.
Thumb through it a little bit. Yeah. They have kids together. That makes sense. And then number five is they're in the same friend group.
Okay, so you still have to see each other. So
that would be semi-awkward.
That would be kind of weird, but if you can roll with it and achieve it, then that'd be kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Former friends, but or former lovers, but still friends. I think it would just be at this point. Just isn't it just less stressful, less drama in your life, just to end things and be like, you know, let's just be friends. It's not working romantically. We'll move on. It's just so much less stress, I would imagine. Yeah.
I think so. It's just the mature way to be. But I guess for some people, they like refuse.
It depends on how the breakup occurred, too. I mean. You know, if they were cheating on you or something for a long time, then yeah, I doubt you're going to be friends with that person. If they stabbed you in the back somehow, stole money from you, I don't know.
Dina says, I like to leave with no hard feelings. And then I think she's telling a joke after that that I don't want to read on the air. A lot of people talking about their kids.
A lot
Madeline,
of baby daddy, baby
that.
Mama.
Baby
yeah,
daddy.
You kind of have to. Hey. Let's see.
Robert from Denver says, my philosophy is just because we didn't work as a couple doesn't mean we need to hate each other. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't understand.
Again,
about
so mature.
I want to say there's only two in my entire life that I have not remained friends with. And both of them, it was their call and I just didn't understand it. I was like, but why?
Oh, they had a beef with something, huh?
The one that's the most interesting to me is that we really only went out for like 2 weeks. We had been friends for years beforehand. We went out for like 2 weeks. And then after that, she was like,
nope,
I don't want
never
anyone
again.
To remain with us. Yeah, that
happened?
One was really, to me, I'm sorry, but I did nothing wrong in that one. And that was just a weird call.
She just cut you off, buddy.
Yeah, and we were in part of the same friends group, too. Hmm. So I'm like, well, I'll probably still see her there. She cut herself off from everybody.
Dang.
So what is that tell you?
She got out of here. What'd you do to her?
I didn't do anything to her.
I say you remain friends because you never know when you'll need, you know, a favor or something, too. You know, you don't want to burn bridges. Maybe they work somewhere where you want a discount, you know, like Home Depot or something. You got to stay friends for the discounts.
The discount.
If they work at Olive Garden, you know.
The discount double check. Let me try to read this one from Sarah. She goes, here's an ex story. My brother and his wife divorced, but remained friendly because they were co-parenting. During COVID, they agreed to consolidate households to limit everybody's exposure. They're still all living together to this day and happier than ever. He says that getting divorced was the best thing he ever did for his marriage.
Whoa, that's a crazy story.
Now, wait a minute. Let's unpack that.
How could you do that, though?
So if they moved in because of COVID and they're still living together, are we assuming that that's...
I'm just assuming one's upstairs and one's in the basement.
One bedroom,
you know?
No,
I'm not assuming that at all.
I am. Why
different
am I
levels,
assuming
different
that you're
bedrooms.
Not?
You're just, we could become roommates. You agree to become roommates at that point. Or they got, or they do have one room with bunk beds.
Here's our number. If you want to chat about this and your thoughts on people who will not stay friends with an ex, let's take out the really negative stuff. Abuse.
Yeah, all the, you know, you guys
we're
know.
Taking that out. If it was just a standard, hey, it's not working out, okay? So there's no abuse, there's no cheating, there's nothing like that. If it just didn't work out, and yet they still did not want to remain friends, because that was my situation that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. There was no cheating, there was no anything. Just, I don't even want to be friends with you anymore. It's like...
Why
everyone else?
Going back to those couple, that couple that moved in together during COVID, they're expecting, apparently. So says Sarah.
Oh, look at that.
She
That's
says they're
right.
expecting.
So
well,
I told
I guess
you.
Same
I
room then. Same
don't
room.
Ever, don't ever think that my thoughts are not spot on,
man,
with these
oh,
things,
man.
Jeremy. This is Cliff. Good morning, Cliff. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you guys?
Great, man.
Doing great. What do you think about this staying friends with an ex? Have you got experience with it?
I do. So I live with an ex.
Okay. Hmm. It's kind of like the story we were reading from...
Yeah. That one person that texted in. That do you guys sneak off secretly and make out from time to time like these people?
Nope, nothing like that. Just friends, just roommates. Nothing weird.
Okay. How long were you guys together? As lovers.
We were together about 6 months.
Okay.
All right.
And we,
it's not too long.
We stayed friends, and I moved in as a roommate about 8 months after we broke up, and that's been about a year now.
Okay. Now
and everything's fine. Huh.
Now listen.
Yeah.
Not once has anybody tiptoed down the hall and tapped on the door. Not once.
Nope.
No. Nope, nothing.
You haven't even thought about it. Like, what if?
No, I haven't.
Few glasses of wine.
We just... really want you to tiptoe down the hall, Cliff. We really want you to do it.
Like tonight, I want you to just say, hey, you know
what? What are you doing?
Convenient for
what
both
are you
of us.
Doing?
I mean, you know. No? All right. All right, Cliff, thank you for the call.
All right, Cliff. Glad it's working out.
It's been a while since we tried to talk someone into that.
You know, just get out of the shower with nothing but a towel on.
Usually you got to talk people out of doing that kind of stuff.
Towel accidentally falls off. Oh,
that was Sarah, by the way, who sent us the text about the you know, that they're now expecting a child. 303-691-1 make 691-1649.
I'll give you one more from Brit. She says, "I believe that some people don't end up being friends." Because one of the two still has stronger feelings and the relationship has to end, then it would just be easier to part ways. That's my theory.
You know,
so,
that makes all the sense in the world.
Bad theory, yeah.
Like, you can't remain friends because it would just be too painful.
Right, because you're just constantly thinking about smooching them.
So with those two in my life that would not remain friends with me, should I try to deceive myself and at least kind of kid myself that maybe that's what that
they
was?
They couldn't control themselves around
it
you.
It would have just been too painful.